The story of Mert and Marge. It looks as though the mystery of Marge's early life might be solved or legally ended. At Mert's request, Jack Arnold has started proceedings to have Marge legally adopted by Mr. and Mrs. Minter. There's no telling what Jack's investigation might turn up, and sometimes things are better left as they are. But the die seems to have been cast. At any rate, the adoption proceedings have helped Mert forget her unhappy romance with Ray Hunt, temporarily at least. In a moment, we'll join our two chorus girl heroines for the newest developments in the story of Mert and Marge. It is the next day after their luncheon with Jack Arnold, and Mert and Marge are ready to go for a long walk. Mert says to Marge,
"Are you dressed warm enough, honey? It's chilly and damp. Maybe you should have your rubbers on, Margie."
"Oh, the sidewalks seem to be dry, Myrtle."
"I hate rubbers. They slow me up when I'm walking."
"Gosh, you know, we ought to take long walks every day, Myrtle." "Mm-hmm. I just love it. It's almost as good as dancing."
"Well, let's toddle along, then."
"Shall we go window shopping?"
"No, let's just walk and talk today."
"It's all right by me. I've seen very little of New York City."
"Well, there's plenty to see in this town."
"Would you believe it, Myrtle? I've never been any place that I know of except Oneida, New York City, and, of course, Syracuse."
"Is that so, Margie?"
"Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo!"
"Hey, who's that yoo-hooing, Myrtle?"
"Oh, some would-be wolf."
"Oh, well, let's walk fast. It's wonderful for the muscles in your legs."
"Hey, wait, you Kate."
"Oh, that sounds like Clarence."
"Well, it is Clarence. He's all out of breath."
"Oh. Oh, for heaven's sakes, couldn't you hear me?"
"Hi."
"Oh, dear. I'm afraid I'm going to have a heart attack."
"No.
I've been practically flying to catch up with you. Simply flying."
Now, calm yourself, Clarence. Get your breath."
"Oh, you'd think you two were running from a limb of the law or something."
"No, not this morning. We're out for a long walk."
"Want to walk with us, Clarence?"
"Well, if you'll promise not to run as if the hound of the Baskervilles was after you."
"All right, we'll slow."
"A gentleman walks on the outside, Clarence."
"Oh, don't be so fussy, Marge." "Where are you going?"
"Oh, nowhere in particular. Just for a walk. Come on, stay in line. We're going to turn the right over to Fifth Avenue."
"That's good. Fifth Avenue will slow you up. I've never seen any woman who can resist window shopping. I do a lot of looking myself. Oh, not with any intentions of buying anything, mind you. But some of the ready-to-wear things for women they show in the shop windows are so atrocious that I find them very amusing." "Hey, wait for me."
"Well, hurry up. You can't walk fast enough to keep warm."
"Oh, he killed me."
"Well, as I was saying before you two tried to run away from
me." "Oh, we didn't run, Clarence. You're just slow."
"Well, as I was saying. Now, if the heads of some of these shops would consult me, they'd... For instance, look. Just look at that hideous blue thing in that window. Just look at it."
"Well, I think it's beautiful. I'd like to have that for myself."
"Nettie, if I ever saw you in a thing like that, I'd never speak to you on the street. Never. And what's more, I'm stopping right here."
"But, Clarence, you've only walked a block."
"Be that as it may, I'm going right in and give the manager of this place some good old tipping tougher advice."
"Oh, you'll get in trouble, Clarence."
"Don't worry, I never get in trouble. That's it."
"He'd probably come flying out the front door on his tipping tougher ear."
"Oh, shall we wait for him to come out?"
"No, let's go. He can make his own landing without us to catch him."
"Oh, look, the sun's coming out. Gosh, isn't this fresh air wonderful?"
"Ah, nothing better. Which way shall we go?"
"Well, let's walk up to Central Park."
"Okay, we're off, baby."
"You know, Myrtle, someday I want to go to all the funny little places I've heard about in New York. Chinatown, you know, down there in Mott Street, and Greenwich Village, and... Oh, I want to go to Spinelli's again, but it'll be my treat this time."
"Okay."
"And I want to see the Statue of Liberty, and the big boat, and down where they have all the funny little push carts on the streets with the neckties and socks and things hanging all over the carts, and the dear little men with long beards."
"All people with interesting lives, dear. Everyone with a little story of their own to tell. Loves and their sorrows. I've always had a soft spot for the people in those places. Of course, they don't get to see shows like the Pleasures. But they go to picture shows. There isn't much that they don't know. I bet they all have radios if they can possibly dig up the money. And you can't fool them much. They hear the best of everything. Have the privilege of tuning out anything they don't like.
What a privilege.
Oh, I've never seen Grant's tomb. And I just gotta go to Coney Island.
Oh, what on earth did you do all the time you were in New York, Marge?
Well, I just took lessons and practiced and went to the boarding house and to bed and back to dancing school. Gosh, I just gotta see Coney Island.
Well, you shall certainly see it then.
It'll be interesting when we go on the road, too.
Oh, that's quite a ways off, though, Margie.
Well, where will we go when we do?
Oh, to Philadelphia and Boston, Washington.
Washington? Boy, I'll be so thrilled.
Oh, we'll go to all the big cities. And then to Chicago. Oh, wait till we get there, Margie. I'll show you some places. I know them all.
Myrtle, will we go to California?
Sure thing.
To Hollywood and every place?
Bet. And we'll take a trip to Catalina Island.
Oh, and we'll ride in the glass-bottom boat.
We'll see everything.
Oh, I can hardly wait. I just love to travel. But I just happened to think, Myrtle, when we leave New York, I won't be able to see Mr. Arnold or Sonny or Jimmy.
Well, by that time, you probably will have met a Tommy, Dickie, and Harry. So what's the difference?
Speaking of Mr. Arnold, I was disappointed when he phoned and said he couldn't see us until tomorrow night.
Well, he's so tied up with the Houston case. But he did say that he'd looked up all the information and would probably have some good news for us.
I'm so glad. I'll write Mother tonight.
Oh, you better wait until you hear what he has to say first.
Well, I'll do as you say, Myrtle.
Okay. After our walk, let's buy some flowers and go over to the hospital and see Pat's wife.
Have you heard how she is, Myrtle?
Much better. She can have callers now.
Oh, good.
Poor Pat thought she was going to die. Gee, I'm sure glad she's going to be all right.
This fresh air. It's wonderful. Well, we're almost at the park. Oh, look, Myrtle, it's so nice here now.
Just a few weeks ago.
Just a few weeks ago. The things that can happen in a few weeks. Just think, Myrtle. 4 weeks ago, I was hungry, and I had no money and no friends. And then I met you.
And the next day, you had a job, kid.
How thankful I am to you, Myrtle.